Sometimes you ever close your eyes and feel like you were there?
I felt the kiss from Judas' lips when he was betrayed. Witnessed the mockery that was made when he was falsely portrayed. I smiled when he held his peace when they inquired of him being the Christ. Shook my head in disbelief when Peter denied him thrice. I took account of every tale told by false witness. I fathered the crowd, snatched him up and took him to palace with the quickness. I was in awe when he was silent amidst the accusations, despite charges of blasphemy and other falsifications. I saw him stare at the crowd of accusers and foes, gasp when the synagogue leader they went to his own clothes. Pilate's thought changed, discovering the accusers from Galilee. Told his accusers take him to Jerusalem for Herod to see. So I headed to Herod's court, a place out of the norm. I watched Herod ask him of various miracles to perform. The chief priest accused him and said he had to be stopped. Herod's men of war had the accused robed and mocked. But Herod couldn't find fault, so he was sent back to Pilate. I heard his accusers get louder with threats of violence. I watched Pilate get approached by his wife amidst the screams, reminding him of her sleepless nights and terrible dreams. Pilate said he saw no reason for his death, but they screamed, "Crucify him!" as though it was their dying breath. He called for his chastisement, they called for his life, screaming for the freeing of Barabbas with all of their might. My jaw dropped when Pilate gave in to their demands, supposedly freed himself by washing his hands. I wanted to yell, "You're as guilty as the rest," but would have only gotten the Roman spear stuck in my chest. The crowd erupted with cheers and more scorns. I saw the soldiers robe him in purple and crown his head with thorns. They mockingly kneeled and acted as fools, saluting and saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" My heart sank because out of the thorns he started to bleed. Was almost ready to step in when they smote him with the reed. But I couldn't budge, so I stayed in my position. Watched as they redressed him and prepared him for the crucifixion. They bore him out battered and tired from not sleeping. Saw people try to comfort Mary and keep her from weeping. I listened to them scream, "Crucify the blasphemer!" I was standing right beside Simon when he snatched from the crowd. I followed him throughout and tried not to get lost, watching his and Simon's knees buckle at the weight of the cross. They reached Golgotha, it was set to be the place. I saw Simon before dispersed, giving one last look in his face. My heart sank, knowing his gesture wasn't right. How could they slay this innocent Nazarite? Barely saw through my tears, almost all was a blur. Glimpsed him turned on some wine intertwined with myrrh. I was in disbelief as they bound him to the cross beams. I covered my ears so I couldn't hear his screams. I cried as they put the first stake up to his skin. I cringed in horror as they began to hammer it in. Strike after strike in his feet and palms. Then they stood him up when I stared at his outstretched arms. He asked, "Weep not," to those who loved him the most. Cried out to the Father and gave up the ghost. Then the earth reacted in ways it's hard to explain. Was the ninth hour and the temples in twain. I was told he did this for the hellbound and damned, leaving us all to be witnesses of the Lamb.